When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
All right, I got a very special episode for you today. It's very special to me, very near and dear to my heart, as my guest is one of our very first REIace clients. And he was right there at the beginning where we decided, hey, you know, they say knowledge is power, but it's really... knowledge is just really potential power. Not until you apply that knowledge does it really make a difference, right? So we kind of just turned the whole approach to creating badass real estate investors upside down and started just focusing more on the doing, less of the learning. And it was a little bit of an experiment in the beginning, but it's turned out to be just a... gosh, an unbelievable success, far exceeded our expectations, as we've been able to share so many more successful case studies since then. And this is one of the very first people put his trust in us to go ahead and let's do this the right way. And I think the interview is long overdue. I felt he was very successful pretty much right out the gate, but he didn't feel that way. You know, he really experience some real success, some real results before he really wanted to share. He needed to feel it himself, as you know, he'll freely admit he's pretty hard on himself when business fails to meet his expectations, but he grinds it out. He sticks with it. He stuck with it. And because he did, and because he does and continues to do, because he has a great story to share, and he agreed finally to join me on the show and share his story with you. So please help me welcome to the show, Mr. Brian Campbell. Brian, welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing.
Hey, Matt. Thank you. It's great to be here. I feel like I've really arrived. I've listened to your podcast for a long time, and now I'm being interviewed by you. That's pretty special. Thank you.
Yeah, it's always special when I get to have these conversations, because you know, I just enjoy talking to people that do what they say they're going to do, what they're committed to doing. And my favorite thing is just to help people that want to help themselves. And that's you, buddy. So congratulations. And I'm honored to be here with you as well.
Yeah. So if I was one of the first, that means I'm old.
Yeah. Right. But you brush your hair for the occasion. You put on a clean shirt. You look fantastic.
Well, you should have seen me a little bit ago. I came from a rehab and I was, priming drywall. So you can imagine what I look like with a spray.
Right. So, Brian, what market are you in?
Well, I'm in two markets. My local market is here in Mason City, Iowa, the Midwest. It's the northern part of Iowa. We are right in between Minneapolis, St. Paul, or 2 hours south of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and 2 hours north of Des Moines. So,
okay.
That's my local market. And then I also am investing in Des Moines, a market 2 hours away with a partner. So
fantastic. Fantastic. Yep. When we met, what did you want to achieve or what problem were you facing?
Well, I was just retiring from a 34-year teaching career. Mm-hmm. And I had gone through a divorce a few years ago that caused me to cash out my IPRS, my teacher retirement benefit. So I was faced with a financial situation that was looking pretty bleak. And so that's the main driving force behind the connecting with you, Matt, was trying to get my financial future in a better position.
OK, Got it. And what would it have meant to you if you were unable to change that?
Working at Walmart or, you know, doing something that I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have enjoyed as much as I do real estate investing, for sure. And, you know, all of the things that come with the financial benefits that real estate provides us, you know, I wouldn't have that. So, it was looking pretty bleak.
Yeah, I can actually relate, Brian. I wasn't even expecting this. I don't know if this has ever happened before, but it took me back immediately to where I had to start over in life. And when I went out and looked around to see what my options were, it was bagging groceries. Mm-hmm. And that took me right there a second ago. And actually, I feel it emotionally. So I'm glad we crossed paths. I'm glad we were able to find each other.
Yeah.
What three parts of the RIA's program had the biggest impact for you?
Well, the first thing, I guess, is I'm listening to podcasts and being a researcher and an analyzer and that kind of thing. The systems aspect of my business. I started investing in 2006. Really didn't have much of a clue other than, a lot of education with books and podcasts and that kind of thing. And you hear about how important systems are. Mm-hmm. And I'm one that spends a considerable amount of money on education. And, until I came across you and the Epic team, I really didn't fully understand, systems. And so I would say that would be the first thing, was helping me develop the systems that I needed to run my business.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing, just your team, I guess, how you guys welcomed Marilee and myself, and how you guys were responsive to us and what we needed. So that, that really stands out as it just, we knew we were at the right place, when we sat down with you guys for our couple of days, and then as we continued on and communicating after that. And I guess the third thing, Matt, would be you. I don't want to give you the big head, but you.
Too late.
Yeah. It's clear to me that you want me to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And you've clearly communicated that to me. We don't spend as much time near like we did when I first got started. But you've made it very clear to me that you want to help me and that you're, that we're friends. And that really means a lot to me. And we don't communicate as much is because I've, through working with Epic and through the kind of the journey that I've been on, is I don't have, the questions I know. I don't know all of the answers, but I know I know a good deal when I see one. Mm-hmm. And if I do have a question, I know I can ask. But as a result of, this journey I've been on, I've kind of been able to figure some things out, and I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah, that's kind of how the typical flow works. There's a lot of interaction in the beginning, and then you become self-sufficient. And, some of the conversations that you and I have had along the way have been more around, a lot of our conversations, Brian. I mean, you seem very up and chipper today, but we've had some conversations where you were kind of down and depressed, and not depressed, but discouraged, a little frustrated. And I was always walking away from our conversations like, why is he so discouraged? He's doing amazingly well. He's having great success. So what results have you achieved since we've been able to work together?
Well, and I think part of those, going back to your comment, part of that is because I get comfortable and I get lazy. And when that happens, I get hard on myself. Mm-hmm. And I know there's so much more I could be doing. And so that can be a real challenge for me, is that comfort level where, the bills are paid, there's some money coming in, and I've worked hard all day working on a rehab, and I just kind of want to chill. That could be not always a good thing when you're
right.
when you're doing real estate.
That is the goal, though, and that's where you've gotten. So just kind of share with me what your results have been, and what does your business look like today?
The business today is I have my local market here in Mason City. We've got, since working with Epic, I don't know how many deals that we've done here locally, but we've done quite a few. And those are primarily buy and holds here in Mason City. I just got took a purchase agreement to the bank today for, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath that I was able to negotiate a $10,000 decrease in, the purchase price. We've got a rehab that I'm working on. Got another property on the market here in Mason City for sale. And we've got, I think, right at 20 properties that we have as rentals or that we have sold on contract. I talked to a guy today. His dad wants to sell, I think, 18 rental properties. He's a landlord. His health is getting bad. And then in the Des Moines area, I think since we've started with you guys, I think we've had 10 properties that we've purchased. And we primarily wholesale or hotel those properties.
Got it.
We've got one that's being rehabbed, and then we've got another one under contract. Yeah, we've got quite a few in the pipeline there. So it's fast and furious for sure.
Yeah, so I guess if we count back, that's probably what, 14, 15 months working together. That's 30 deals that at least under contract and the pipeline is full, right? Would that be fair?
The rentals that I've got here of the 20-some properties, I started acquiring them in 2006.
Got it.
Since working with you guys, I'm guessing 15.
Okay.
Des Moines and probably 5 here locally. Those I Buy Houses truck magnets are gold here.
Yes, I tell people about your story with those magnets all the time. And it's like, and so many people are afraid to put them on because, you know, they kind of mess up the look of the car, and you don't look good. And that addiction to looking good gets in people's way of success. And Brian, you just go out there and you just do it. You get up and go to work every day and you're getting the results. So let's see, we got 15 there and another 5 there. So 20 deals, 20 deals as a result since we started working together. How has that impacted you personally?
Well, Marilee and I have really started to get serious about a lake home.
Mm.
That's our dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real clear to me at what point I'll be able to do that. And I know we've had a conversation about that, but that's what this has done for us, has moved us in that direction to where we're not worrying about finances near like we used to.
Right. Yeah, I remember that conversation. That wasn't too long ago. And, we kind of ran down the numbers and what your options were. And you're actually not that far away, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah, no, you're really close.
Yeah.
Super. So it's been a pleasure to be a part of this journey with you. And I just thank you for, following the advice and just putting it to work and then coming on here and sharing the results of what that looks like. Can you complete this sentence for me? I almost didn't join REI Ace because...
money, the cost.
Mm.
I've made a lot of progress, I think, with money issues and money fears. That was been a huge fear of mine for a long time. It was a significant investment to get started. That was the big hurdle. You know, we had to find our way from Iowa out to LA. We pulled the trigger and we certainly don't regret it.
Awesome. Great. So who would you recommend REI Ace to and why?
For me, coaching is critical. I'm an ex-coach. I used to coach most sports in high school when I was teaching. And I just know the value of a coach. Someone that who's been there, done it. There's a lot of people who say that they're coaches and market themselves as coaches, but I think you got to be careful. And I really spent a lot of time looking at different coaching opportunities, and I tried some other opportunities before I found you guys. But the person that is, it's clear to them that they are committed and that they will do what you guys tell them to do. If a person can sit down and come to grips with that and know that they're going to take the actions that are specifically laid out, it's for those people.
Right. Awesome. Well, Brian, thank you so much for your time and tearing yourself away from your rehab. And thanks for taking a shower for us. You look great. It's been a pleasure in this journey. And I know our time has officially expired together. And I'm glad that you said what you said earlier. It's come through loud and clear that we are friends. And the door is always open. The phone is always on for you. If you need anything, let me know.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that very much, Matt.
You bet, Brian. Alrighty, so if you'd like to do deals, if you'd like to build wealth and create the passive income that's going to provide for your future like Brian, keep listening to the show. We do this each and every day of the week now. And, you know, just stay tuned here and you'll get what you get. And it's all available to you. If you'd like to go fast like Brian, you can go to reiace.com. And I will see you next week. To your success. God bless. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.